Vizehu. And now we can understand the next two words, which are so important. Kosis lamo'er. This olive oil coming from olives that have been beaten to bring forth light. Rav Nosson Zal says, kosis daika. Note that that word is put into this pasuk, that when we talk about a person doing tshuva, when we talk about a person coming close to Hashem by trying to connect with the tzaddik, one of the critical pieces in this is kosis. Kitzrichin levatesh ulechates haguf. We have to beat up and punch and hit the body, velizboil kamo yegiois gedoilois, and to endure some major struggles, the kamamine merirus, and many types of bitterness, ad sheyizge sheyuchal ho'or litpois benishmasoi, to prepare the person that the light of the Torah, the light of Hashem, the light of the tzaddik, should be able to take hold of this candle, of his neshama. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, if you have a piece of wood, you're trying to make a campfire or a fire, and you have a piece of wood and you're trying to light it and it doesn't catch, the fire won't take to the wood. What do? Mevachinle. You have to beat that piece of wood. You have to pound it. You have to beat it and make indentations in it, sort of, and then it's much easier for that wood to catch fire. So too, the Zohar HaKadosh says, gufa, a body that's not ready, that's not willing to receive the light of the soul, mevachinle, Hashem punches it a little bit. Hashem beats up the guf to prepare it so that the body and soul should make a proper connection, so that the body should serve the soul and help it to perform mitzvahs. And we find also in the Midrash Rabbah on Parshas Tetzaveh, where it speaks about the oil for the menorah, Shebishvil ma nimshilu Yisroel lezayis. Why is it that we find in several places in the Torah that the Jews are compared to olives? Elama hazayis hazeh. Ad shehu be'ilonoi megarenoisoi. The Midrash says, this olive, while it's up in the tree, we touch it, we move it around a little bit, v'achar kach, and afterwards, moiriden oisoy men hazayis, we take it off the tree, v'nechbot, and it gets beaten. U'mishechoyften oisoy, and after it gets beaten, malin oisoy lagas, we take it to the olive press, v'noisen oisoy b'matchein, and then we really crush it, we crush up the olives. V'acharkach toichen anoisa, and then we grind it further. V'acharkach makif anoisa b'chavolim, and then in the olden days they would wrap ropes around this mush. Umevi in avonim, and they would bring rocks. V'acharkach noisnen es shamnon, and put those rocks on top of it, and that's when it gives out all of its oil. You get all the oil out of the olive. Kach Yisroel, the Medrash says the same thing is true about us. That in order for Hashem squeezes us and squeezes us to get all the oil out of us, all the purity out of us. Hainu, shetzrichen lisboil kama vekama yegiois gedoilois. A Jew must endure many, many struggles, many difficulties, ad shezoichen lahafshit meatzmoi habegodam atzoyim, until the person succeeds in removing from themselves completely the dirty garments, the garments that are stained from sins and everything, shemehem kol hamanios, which are the cause of all the obstacles that are blocking a person from coming close to Hashem, kedei sheyia nitfas boi heoras hatzadik, so that the light of the tzaddik should be able to take hold of him, like you want that fire to take hold of the piece of wood, bebechinas kosis, la moer, beaten for light.